This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Leo. You're listening to Tech Talk. The landscape of the telecommunication world has changed drastically over the past 10 years and will continue to transform with the market push to cloud computing and mobility. While individuals can be mobile with their smartphones, company telephone systems and lines have not been that flexible. With power of cloud computing and cloud-based telephony services, companies can now tap into the advantage and benefits of that flexibility by having a telephone system or services hosted in the cloud. To tell me more, I'm here with Alfred Chong, Director of Astios Tech. Good morning, Alfred.
Morning, Frida.
So what exactly is cloud telephony?
Well, cloud telephony is basically, in a quick nutshell, is having your telephone system placed in the cloud. You see, the power of internet has really changed many things in our lives, including the way we conduct our life and conduct our business and operate our business. Mm. You know, we have a lot of data, you know, put in the cloud. Initially, a lot of us have email server in our office. You know, nowadays nobody put email servers in the office. They use email services in the cloud.
Right.
So these things have off, and now because of the power of internet and computing, telephone systems that traditionally used to sit in the office premise now able to put in the cloud and then have the telephone system provide the services to you from the cloud. So Basically, that is it. Moving or migrating the entire business telephone system and put it in the cloud, and the user in the office can access the company telephone system and lines particularly from anywhere. So that is what cloud computing is. Cloud telephony is all about. Yeah.
Right. So that's the difference between cloud telephony and an on-premise telephone PABX system.
Yeah, the difference is the way the telephone service relays voice communication to the user. Traditionally, in office, you know, you have analog PABX system put in the office, and then everybody connected to the telephone system via a telephone set, you know, using the analog cabling. Mm-hmm. And then technology has changed to IP, and from analog to IP, instead of using the analog telephone lines, and move into the LAN network line.
Mm-hmm.
And now the entire, you know, telephony put into a cloud computing environment where now users are getting the telephone service from the cloud. So that is mainly the main difference, you know. Cloud telephony depends a lot on internet connectivity.
Right.
So the internet connection will be your main connectivity to provide the telephony service to the user.
Right. So someone only companies with a larger workforce would need this, right? Because a lot of them would say, hey, you know, we can just use a smartphone. Why do we need to look into something like this?
Well, you are right. You know, a smartphone is basically very personal. You know, you subscribe to a smartphone with your personal line. However, for a company, you know, let's look from the company perspective. When you start a company, the first thing probably one needs to have is to have a company telephone line. Like, it's not a personal smartphone line. It's a company line where people can call the line and reach a particular company. So a small company or big company still require this. Whether you are a one-man, two-man show or 100-man show, you still need to have a company telephone line.
Mm.
So the idea is this. How do you provide the telephone service? Are you going to buy a telephone system and then to be able to have the company telephone line to service you? Or are you going to use a cloud computing where you do not need to buy a system and the entire system is provided by a cloud telephony provider and provide you that service? So looking at that idea, if let's say if a two-man show want to start up a small company, the first thing is they don't want to put in a lot of capital expenditure.
Right.
So this will be a very easy onboarding avenue for people to subscribe to a cloud telephony service and get a telephone line with full PBX service provided to you from the cloud, a fraction of the cost, and you pay as you go.
Right.
Very simple. Yeah. Right. So there, people can manage their activities and manage the cost, focus on their business rather than focus on this telephony PBX system where you have to care maintenance and technical matters and so on.
Yeah. Right. What are the types of offerings available in the market at the moment? Is cloud telephony not so common yet?
Yes, they are of different providers package their services differently. Typically, a subscription package of a cloud telephony will include giving you a telephone number, which kind of represents your company telephone line or your pilot number that most people use the term pilot number.
Mm-hmm.
And also package some feature lists that come along with it, you know. And also whether if the package is meant for one person, or sometimes they can package, you know, a particular package for, let's say, for 5 persons, or up to 5 persons, or up to 10 persons. So it's really depending on how the provider really package it. So basically, it comes with a number and some feature list. You know, feature lists have been included like call forwarding, you know, those features that come with a PBX system. Other than that, different providers also can have separate feature lists where you can have additional subscription. For example, if whether you want to subscribe to a teleconference room or whether you want to subscribe to a IVR, for calling ABC, press for English, press 2 for parcel, that's IVR.
Mm-hmm.
So small companies can have this feature and give you a representation that you know you are a corporate kind of environment.
Right.
Some people want to subscribe to call recording feature, you know, and so on. So these are some may package this with the package, or some may separate it as additional different subscription services according to different users. You know, so different providers, different package in different manner, but generally they will come with one number, at least some basic feature list for you. Yeah.
Right. What do companies need to consider if they want to embark on the cloud telephony services?
Well, recently I wrote a short blog on this question, in the company's website, and I kind of thought of this. A few areas that we can need to consider, you know, and we need to choose one that really fits our needs and fits our business operation consideration basis. Number one, price. Obviously, price is the very thing that all of us look into. And also, we very, very commonly we check out the price, but then we also need to check carefully what does the price include, you know. So be careful not to be attracted by low cost, you know. But find out what are included in the package. Is there any commitment in terms of the period of commitment and so on? So price, yes, is important, but what are the things that come with it? So do consider that. Another area of consideration you want to talk about is the area of reputation and reliability of either. So that is very important. So now sometimes it's very subjective because we do not know who they are. But then we still can find out some information about them as to who are their existing customers, and this can give some sort of an indication. And of course, if you know people who have used their services before, can always ask about their comments related to the services they provide.
Right.
The other thing is flexibility. You know, telephony usage sometimes can be quite personal in the sense that different people have different requirements and different usage, especially when it comes to corporate environment. So different methods are using their telephone services and the way they want to communicate and manage it. So talk to the provider. Let's say if they offer you a certain package, you know, if they are just to include certain things in order to meet your specific needs. So do ask and see how flexible they're willing to adjust the packages in order to meet your needs.
Right.
There are some provider, they are quite rigid and strict, you know, from what we know, in the sense that once they define the package, the offer, they're not willing to change anything.
Mm.
However, there are some, they are willing, they're more flexible and willing to listen to the customer and see how they can fit into their environment. So do some research and seek them out and ask if they are flexible enough to meet their needs.
Right.
Meet your needs.
Right.
Yeah. One more thing is very important is the support services. You know, telephone services can sometimes be very important to some business operations. You know, especially if your call center related telephone services is the key to your business functions. Now, without telephone services, your business operation will be hampered and cannot proceed. So you need to ensure that the provider are able to provide kind of support services that you need. You know, I'm sure you don't want to face a situation where if you launch a complaint and too little only to respond to you, but then you have lost a lot of business opportunity. So support services is very critical. Seek them out, ask them how do they respond to you, how fast they respond to you, are there any references that you can refer to in order to find out what kind of services they provide, people do they have, and so on.
We'll continue our conversation in just a moment. I'm here with Alfred Chong from Astios Tech. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Brand-friendly marketeers. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Tech Talk. Good morning. This is Frida Liu. I'm here with Alfred Chong from Astios Tech talking about cloud telephony and how this is important. You know, how can a company benefit in terms of cost and operational costs once they've invested in cloud telephony?
Well, it's a very good question. In fact, that is a key question that many people do ask about that. You know, what kind of benefit if I were to go into cloud telephony in the area of costing? For sure, one of the key things is that there is low initial cost in terms of startup, in the sense that when you go into cloud telephony, it all go on a subscription basis. The first thing is you have no or low capital expenditure. I will not say absolutely zero, but you do not need to buy a telephone system and put it in your office. So what does that mean? That means that you have no hardware to maintain and you have no maintenance cost, then you will have low maintenance cost, hardware maintenance.
Right.
You know, so that will help you to save maintenance costs in the long run. Right? And then you do not have to worry about your hardware to become obsolete, and then later on, upgrade, you need a lot of cost to upgrade your telephone system. When cloud telephony, all these are not your concern anymore, right? Because any upgrade, the provider will upgrade the system, will ensure that you get the latest features and functions. So you just pay as you go. You don't use that many features. You don't have to pay for it. You know,
right, on demand. Huh?
Yeah, so that is how. Yeah, that is how one of the there's low cost, low capital expenditure. Nowadays, all business have to move from a CapEx into an OpEx model.
Right. What is a cloud-based call center solution?
Well, similarly, in a cloud telephony, is just like an office PABS system. Concept, a call center solution is also have a call center suite that really depends on a telephony system, call center. The entire call center solution placed in the cloud. So again, a customer who wants to have a call center for the customer service department or want to set up a call center in the company, they do not need to buy those expensive call center suite and a call center system. It can be terribly expensive if you want to buy one and put in-house. So why not subscribe from a cloud-based call center solution? For example, if you just want to set up a 5-man customer service and require a call center function, you're not going to pay a few hundred thousand ringgit system just for a small customer service call center department.
Right.
Subscribe. And you got on the go within 2-3 days, you're on the move.
Right.
So it's simple onboarding on a subscription basis. If you have more agents, for example, into they want to add into a call center, you can just add one more subscription. If you are less people, then you can just, you know, cancel the subscription and just maintain according to how many users you have. So you can manage your cost in that manner. So it is a really ideal for call centers, you know, small call centers, and slowly building up and into big call centers. Yeah. So that is what a cloud-based call center solution will provide.
Right.
At the same time, you know, the customers need not to worry that they will lose any of the call center features and functions. They get full functionality.
Right.
So again, it comes back to the provider. If you want to subscribe to a call center solution, check out the provider. What are the packages that come with the call center subscription? What are the features that they are involved?
Right. So basically, you can, if your company has call center needs, customer service department needs, and even telemarketing needs, the cloud telephony can help solve this.
Absolutely. So in a way, you know, if especially let's say a company have a short-term campaign, for example, right, telemarketing short-term campaign. So you can just subscribe from a provider who are willing to give you a short-term subscription for 3 months, 6 months, that kind of thing. So, and then you do not have to commit to my entire system just for a short-term campaign. Mm. So all these subscriptions give you a lot of flexibility to do what you want to do.
Mm. Thanks for spending time with us this morning. I've been speaking to Alfred Chong from Ask Just Tech. You've been listening to Tech Talk, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.